Midwest Outdoors magazine on your newsstand now, and the all-new MidwestOutdoors.com, loaded with video, articles, and TV episodes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American.
Welcome back, everyone. A little American soldier on this 4th of July holiday weekend. Be careful out there in the woods and on the water on this holiday weekend. Have fun and hold those loved ones close. Coming to you from Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within our bunker, this is your host, Ray I, here with the Vogelvogger, Matty G, special guest in studio, Mr. Brian Clark. Just having a really good weekend here. Remember what this is all about, our freedoms we have today, just like the song American Soldier. This is a special segment for Midwest Outdoors Magazine, and we have one of America's top fishing guys coming on. I'll tell you who he is here in just a minute. But really cool that he reads fish language. I can't wait to get into this.
He's like designs fishing rods. He hunts. He fishes. He reads body language of fish. You ever hear that, Vogelvogler?
No.
Very, very cool.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her.
We're going to bring him on the show because I want to talk to this guy, Mr. Pat Smith. Hey, good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Ernie. How's it going down there?
Pretty good, my friend. Hey, awesome stuff. I was talking to Mark Strand, and you really got me intrigued about the body language of fish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing when you actually get to watch a fish, you know, in today's world, to have the cameras when you're ice fishing and stuff like that. You know, the big thing up here, we get on the ice, and everything's right below you. It's very close. It's very personal. The other thing that I do a lot is musky fish, and that's another very, very, very visual fish. You know, there's 100 million things happening in a very short period of time, but if you really pay attention, you can really tell the attitude of those fish.
That's awesome. That's just really cool. Yeah, Mark was telling me about that, about actually watching the fish and what he does, and you can tell when you can get a strike, get a bite. What, Vogler? What
are you looking? I'm just excited about that. So it's just you're seeing it. It becomes a sight. You're
really
a
cool. And the other thing is that I understand you designed some fishing rods that are really unique. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah. I spent 22 years working with Thorn Brothers.
Yeah.
And it's a small custom rod and tackle shop up here in Minnesota. The brothers, Paul and Greg, actually started it out. And It's a really cool world. In my world, the rod presents the bait, you give it the rhythm, and he who presents the bait the best catches the most fish.
Yep.
And granted, there are some people in this world, you know, that fish like daily, that's not as important. In my world, you know, my fishing time is very precious, so designing a rod for very specific applications becomes critical for me, because I don't get that everyday experience. And the better I can build the rod around the presentation, the better shot I've got of making a couple of human mistakes and actually still catching the fish.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And where are you working at now? What are you doing now?
I'm actually with a distributor,
okay.
Big Rock Sports. We're national. It's fun. I mean, it's a great company, good guys. And we do have a manufacturing side, which
okay.
can come in really fun.
It doesn't cut into your fishing time, does it?
Not near as bad as my daughter's soccer.
Okay, that makes sense. And I also understand you're also a hunter. You don't just fish, you're also a hunter. I heard a rumor that you might even turkey hunt a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I used to turkey hunt a bunch. I got into dogs and pointing dogs, especially in upland birds and pointing dogs. It's you know, you
yeah, of course.
It's like ice fishing, you know. Yeah. Without my electronics, would I still do it? Maybe, but it's not near as fun. And you can hunt pheasants and grouse and all kinds of upland birds without a dog, but it's so much funner when you put the dog into play.
Yes, indeed.
I do my own training, so it's a, you know, it's really fun. And for me, it's like taking kids fishing or hunting, or
right.
when the light turns on and it's like it gets it now.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is my big reward.
Right. And we got a lot of listeners. We tell them we're going to be, you know, I'm a hunting guy and I get hammered all the time. Well, what about some fishing? So you do a little pan fishing and largemouth fishing too. Can you give any tips out on catching some panfish or some largemouth for people for summertime?
Yeah, lots of stuff. There's the big thing with bass. I'm up in Minnesota. I come from walleye country. Walleyes are a lot of fun. It's bait fishing most of the time. We're getting more and more better artificial baits to make that happen. The biggest problem with those fish is they're a primetime fish. The big thing with largemouth or bluegills, you know, and granted the big bluegills and stuff, it's a primetime thing. But most of the time, bass will cooperate any time of the day. I mean, okay. it you know, there's definitely some weather things that'll make it better and things like that. But for most people to go out and as simple as a wacky worm, you know,
okay.
it you center punch a stick, you know, a wacky stick, and throw it out. And the big thing I do is I'm a super braid guy, and I run a 10 or 20 pound super braid on my main line, and then I'll tie in with blood knots a 65 to 80 pound high vis super braid, because the super braid floats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll blood knot in a length of fluorocarbon, and depending on the depth of water I'm fishing, that'll be the length of fluorocarbon I use.
Okay.
And the biggest thing with the wackies is most of the time you're not going to feel the bite. The line's either going to just jump or twitch or just start swimming away.
Okay.
And to have that strike indicator, that heavier super braid up on top, it's presenting the bait properly and catching more fish.
That's awesome. Good information. I mean, what do you think, Vogelvogler? He's getting all excited on me. Wacky worm, that's probably going to be your nickname from now on,
Vogelvogler. Well, it's simple. You know, and even with the kids, you can put on a circle hook, and you don't set the hook, you just reel it tight.
Yeah, okay.
And to get young kids into it, it's a great way to do it. It's easy on the fish, and it is. I mean, it is, that presentation has really taken the bass world, you know, ever since drop shots and stuff like that,
right.
You know, just floating a wacky worm, and it works on largemouth, smallmouth. You know, we've even got a couple of walleyes to eat the wacky worms.
Okay.
So it's definitely not a secret anymore. The big thing is set it up where you can detect or observe the bite.
Okay. You got a website or any type of information where people can get a hold of you?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
The soccer thing, you know, 3 weeks ago we were down in Kansas last week. Yeah. My daughter wanted to see the World Cup, and it was up in Winnipeg. So the time factor. But there are a couple of really good websites out there.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, Matt Johnson, has Matt Johnson Outdoors. Garrett Spear has one, and I think he calls his Slab Hunter.
Okay.
So there are a lot of good, and those are two of, I mean, there's some young guns coming up that.
Okay. Well, we need to get those guys on the show then, huh, Pat?
Yeah, we certainly can.
Okay, we can do that. All right, great information. I appreciate you coming on the show with us, brother. This was awesome. I just wanted to visit with you a little bit. I was really intrigued about the body language of the fish, and let's get you on again a little later on in the summer and go a little more in depth when we got a little more time, okay?
That would be a gas, Ray. Thanks for letting me have the opportunity.
You bet, my friend. Thank you very much. Cool stuff.
Hey, huh? Guys.
All right.
was he saying it's simple to fish that, or he said are Vogler-Vogler simple? Or both?
Vogler-Vogler simple. Awesome okay. stuff, Matty G. Hey, when we come back on the other side, what are we going to do, Vogler-Vogler and Adair? You know who it's brought to?
We're going to be talking.
Got him.
With,
got him. Got him.
Oh, we're going to be talking to.
Let's see you on the other side.